You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Black Friday morning. We'll get to lightning bets in about 20 minutes, our best plays for tonight, for the weekend. A lot of NFL, I'm sure, and some college in those coming up. And we're sweating right now. I'm watching here on my phone in front of me. We have the Baylor-Michigan State game. 17-16 Baylor last time I checked. We did not talk about, before we get to where Joe and Paul are going in the contest this week, we didn't talk about the name of this game. You know, there was like the name of these games, like whatever, classic. This is apparently called the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis today.
Are those like John Deere, but like the Bad Boy John Deere's?
Please put that on my tombstone.
Bad Boy Jake
Hassan. Bad Boy Mower.
Bad Boy Mower Jake Hassan, thank you.
All right, we'll make sure the proper people know to put that on your tombstone. All right, so 17-16 as we sweat out this Baylor game. Baylor minus 3.5 is how I played it. Paul, you and Joe spoke. Joe's still on the mend. Hopefully he's back with us next week. But you guys spoke. He is, I'm sure, in good spirits because you guys got your contest off to a good start. Is that right? You have one of the spots in, and you got a win last night.
Yeah, so we did end up going in on the Bills as one of our plays, which means we had to get them all in for the weekend, but we felt like the risk was worth it. It's interesting because I sent them like once the picks came out, or the slate came out Wednesday night. So we had to get them in Wednesday night. So they came out Wednesday around noon, circled a handful of them and sent them over to them. The Bears were one of the original circles, kind of with a question mark. So that was kind of the original case for a Thursday game. I had a question mark next to the Bills. But then as that story kept developing, we're just like, way too much smoke. Don't know how it's going to go. Left the Bears off, but we did feel like the Bills, and we got 5.5 in the contest. So felt like that was definitely worth it. And we just kept kind of coming back to bounce back spot, Trevor Siemian. And the case for New Orleans was the run defense, which the Bills actually kind of ran the ball on them. But in general, the Bills don't run the ball. So it was kind of like a non-factor. So worked out all right. Off to a 1-0 start. The last time we started 1-0 on a Thursday, we went 1-4. So let's not do that again. But we can go through the rest of our the games we're considering now. The last thing I'll say before we get going, though, I sent Joe like a game-by-game kind of breakdown, and then he wrote back, which was a good sign to start. Didn't even look at your picks until I got my notes together. So good to see we agree on a number of these sides. So
all right. We'll so you guys are on the same page. Yes, on the same page. Need a big week this week. You're off to a good start with the 1-0. All right, where else did you guys land? And were there any that got close to consideration and got bumped out?
Yeah, so we'll start off with a couple that did not make the cut, like just didn't touch at all. Rams-Packers just kind of went back. Like I leaned to the Rams. I think he was actually leaning to the Packers, but just no real value taking one side or another on that number. Browns Ravens was in the mix because we all know Joe is a Browns guy, and I mean if you look at the numbers, I mean it kind of points that way. It's a weird like 3.5, you know. I think it's Browns or nothing, but we stayed away from that one as well. Chargers Broncos we're on opposite sides of. I like the Chargers. I think the Broncos defense, like we have this idea that the Broncos defense is good, and I don't think it is really anymore. It's getting worse. They are coming off the bye, but also that
it
number
seems
hasn't
like they missed Von Miller, you know.
Yeah, and definitely a leadership presence. That number hasn't moved from 2.5, though, which is kind of weird, right? So stayed away from that one. Yeah, definitely stayed away from that one. And his lean was Steelers. I'm on the Bengals because I think as we talked about earlier, you guys talked about earlier, the Bengals kind of are the Chargers. The Chargers kind of are the Bengals. And granted, the Steelers snuck inside that number last week, but they needed a lot of help to get there at the end. Left that out. Falcons, Jags, no. Panthers, Dolphins, as I talked about. I personally played the Panthers, but we ended up staying away. So, oh, and Jets, Texans. Kind of mentioned, hey.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge that you're back on the Panthers? I love this.
Yeah, it was a matter of time. We all knew it was coming.
Joe's team he can't quit is the Jags. I'm the Panthers. We only choose the best. We only choose the best teams.
1995 expansion all over again. We can't quit those teams.
Right. Yeah, you're back. Right. And Jets, Texans, no. So, all right. So, some sure thing. Well, sure bets. Bets we sides we're definitely taking. The Titans. This line. We've talked about it all week. It's just way too big. Don't get it. And as Joe pointed out, Titans actually moved the ball against a pretty good defense. Houston's defense isn't terrible, actually. So they moved the defense against them. Tennessee defense is actually number 7 EPA per play in the last month. So again, Mac Jones is laying a touchdown. Like this even touched 7. Joe G, you were out yesterday, but I played it at 6. I played it at 6.5. I played it at 7. It's back down to 6.5. So Tennessee could make or ruin my Sunday. But as far as the contest, we got 6.5 in the contest. So we are on them, which and I think we're all on the same side.
Yeah, and you're getting the Patriots right now at their highest point. Like this is the most hype. They're off 10. It's been 10 days since their last game. A lot of times to bet them up. The Patriots don't strike me as a team that when they play decent teams or good teams, they're going to blow teams off out, right? They've done it to some bad teams. They'll blow the Jets out. They'll blow the Falcons out. But their style leads to likely closer, low-scoring games. Like I said earlier, 21-17 this game could be. I think the Pats probably win the game. They're at home, and they're just better right now. But it's just so many points.
They're playing good teams close, but they're not blowing them out. And that point differential, 60 against the Jets, plus 60 against the Jets, 19 against the Panthers, 25 against the Falcons, 38 against the Browns in kind of an outlier game. So Titans are in plus 6. Minnesota getting the full field goal. And this actually got up to 3.5 at one point in the contest. It is 3. Vikings are 4-1 on the road. Niners 1-4 against the spread at home. Both teams pretty good. Like they're very similar teams. Again, we've talked, and as I pointed out, the Vikings defense is actually getting much better than it looked and than it looks on paper. So again, hopefully this is a less than field goal game. Maybe someone down one kicking a field goal to win at the end, to win by 2. So I think you're on the Vikings as well.
I'm with you. I do. The one concern I have, and this has kind of popped up today and this morning. So what's going on with Everson Griffin? Is he out?
Probably. I would all but assume he's out. Yeah.
So he has 5 sacks this year. So he's still a presence. He still makes plays. And Dalvin Tomlinson went on the COVID list. So they're down 2 defensive linemen for this game against Shanahan and a great Niners running game that's gotten better as this year's gone on. I feel like points are getting scored. I think you're on the right side of it. I would take the 3-2. I feel like Kirk's going to have to get to 28, 30-ish to win. Probably get to 26, 24 to cover for you guys. Yeah. But the 49ers are going to score points too is my thought. This is going to be more high scoring with that.
Yeah. I did play the under earlier in the week, but as long as they run up and down the field, maybe they'll move the ball and the points will be a little bit less. But so we'll see there. Definitely on the Vikings. We are on the Bucs laying 3 at the Colts. It just seems like, look, they're going to stop the run and they actually have been pretty decent against the pass over the last month or so. I'm getting a buy low spot after, the Colts people, what was it? They obviously lost to the football team and then their last game.
Lost the Saints.
Yes. Yeah. So I think, again, this seems like it probably should be more than 3. I think it's, and again, Brady on the road, but I like your guys' point about the dome earlier. And if Carson Wentz has to go win this game, I'll take the Bucs every time because they're going to stop Jonathan Taylor. So. Again, kind of a chalky, but on the Bucs this week.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like worst case, you're up 4 points and Wentz has the ball late. And the only way you lose this is if he wins the game, right? He goes and has a touchdown drive to win the game. But most likely, he doesn't. And you get out, covering the number. I would have thought four when the week opened up. 3.5 made sense, but yeah. I guess they were afraid teams would just jump on the Colts plus the 3.5 if they gave people the hook. Yeah,
that makes sense. And look, I mean, again, look for a Gronk game. The Colts' third most touchdowns, yards, and second most receptions allowed to tight ends, and Brady's got his guy back, so look for that.
Yep.
Tampa Bay, by the way, the Colts, their pass defense, 20th. Not that great against the number one passing offense. So,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this is a tough one. Eagles. We're laying the 3.5. Like, hate to do it, but I mean, what did the Giants do well? We talked about it. And over the last month, the Eagles are number 2 in offensive EPA per play, number 6 offensive success rate, number 3 defensive EPA per play. And it's the run defense. The Giants run defense is just not good. And that's how you have to stop the Eagles right now.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about the Eagles over the course of this year. I feel like, and this bodes well for their chance to make a run, they've been fairly predictable. Like, when they've been favored twice this year. The Lions game by 3.5, they blew the doors off the Lions. They were favored last week, and they beat up the Saints. Most of the year, they were underdogs. They weren't good to start the season. But the other thing we've talked a lot about, when they play good quarterbacks, they're in trouble. They just get torched. Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback. I can't imagine Daniel Jones is going to have – you know, put up 30 points against the Eagles on Sunday. I saw a stat earlier this week. Jones has 49 career touchdowns, 49 career turnovers. He's a turnover machine. Wow. He just gives it up as much as he puts points on the board. That's a big deal in this game. And Jalen Hurts, like, obviously his running is a big deal right now. He doesn't turn the ball over. So you could have that. Like, the Giants just feel ripe for early turnover. They're down 10 points, and, like, that stadium starts booing them. I think you're on the right side of it, even though it is scary to do 3.5 with the team. I mean, the Eagles are still under 500 on the road, division game. It feels like it's the
top of the Eagles market.
Right. But I still think it's the right play.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take the Giants in this game.
No, it's Eagles or nothing. Concern on the Eagles defense. Could be a big Saquon game if you're looking for some props. Eagles allow second most receptions to running backs. Evan Engram, Kyle Rudolph, most receiving touchdowns, receptions, and yards allowed to tight ends. And we saw Adam Trautman get in the end zone for the Saints last week. We were Oppo on Chargers Broncos, like I mentioned. He was thinking Steelers. Last 3 games for the Steelers, 32 in net yards per play. No thank you. Bears are tough to back. So what are we – oh, okay. So the last in the discussion at the end was the football team. And Tennessee, Minnesota, the Bucks, the Bills. Okay, so the football team was the one we left out.
So that's your last one out? That was kind of your 6th pick?
Yes. So the thought being – and I put them in a teaser. Tease them up when they're on the other side of the one. So I just think, like – the Seahawks just seem like the whole entire, like, changing of the organization is about to happen this offseason. Like, I think this is, like, Russ hasn't looked anywhere near healthy. I don't know that another week gets him any better. And again, the Washington football team can move the ball. We've seen it. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it does not. I don't know that I would, you know, I think I saw a 2 somewhere. I don't think I'd lay the points with the football team, but we got +1 in the contest, I believe, or maybe it was -1. Either way, basically to win the game. So they were, it was -1. Washington minus one. That was our lean on that game, but we ended up staying away. But that was our sixth one in.
So I think you guys are correct on this game, and I think the Seahawks stink. And here's something to think about with the Seahawks and their entire season. I know they were without Russell Wilson for a little while. But do you know the last time that the Seahawks have won one game since week one against a quarterback that played the whole game? They beat the Niners in week three, and that was when Garoppolo got hurt. Remember, Trey Lance had to come in the game. He made some plays. He missed some plays. Like, he wasn't prepared to play in the game. Garoppolo got hurt. Their only win other than that since week one was against the Jaguars. And in week one, remember, Carson Wentz was hobbled. I mean, he couldn't move the first couple weeks of the season. So I can make a case the only win they have against a quarterback that was either healthy for the full game or fully healthy was the Jaguars all year. This is a bad team.
They're a bad team.
Are bad.
And it came down to either Philly or Washington. And we went with the better team, we thought. Yeah. But
right now, the Eagles definitely look like they're better. And I would have more trust in the Eagles than I would with the Washington football team. It just seems like they have more talent. Even when Washington had talent, they weren't playing well. You know, Chase Young, for example. I mean, they still have a terrible defense. If you look at the DVOA rankings, 31st.
But they have played a little better lately, it feels like. The Washington defense, they picked off Brady twice.
Yeah, I think their defense and their offense has played better. I think just if we're talking about this week, yeah. I think the Washington football team could go on a run here. But if you're comparing which team do you have more confidence in this week, I would take the Eagles over the Washington football team.
Yeah, I think they did the right. I agree.
And also the Seahawks are probably a little bit better than the Giants too. You know, the teams that they're playing. I like those two matchups better.
Also, can we just look at the Eagles' losses? Like, you know, Niners outplayed them, but the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Raiders before they turned into a mess. And apparently they're not toast anymore either.
Yeah.
And the Chargers.
They've lost to really good quarterbacks. Yep. I mean, that's it. They play good quarterbacks and good teams. They lose. When they don't, they win, which means they're probably going to win a lot of games here. I mean, the Eagles, Washington, those games are going to matter down the stretch of the season. And by the way, the NFL is telling us the Seahawks stink too. They flexed them out. You see that next Sunday night? They were supposed to play the 49ers.
Yeah.
And they took them out of prime time, which means everyone knows the Seahawks are pretty bad. All right, coming up next, we have lightning bets here for Black Friday. Where are we going? How many NBA bets does Aaron have for tonight? And I'll give you all my NFL plays. And I'm in on Michigan. I can't wait. I can't wait to dive back into my Michigan play. That's next. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.